I am freedom. Now, many people think that freedom is a matter of being free from something. But we can never be free from anything. We cannot be free from our body. We want to die so we're free from our body, and we're not. We want to be free from disease or pain or hurt. We want to be free from prison. We want to be free from bondage. We want to be free from limitation. We want to be free from all these things. And it's a silly thing to say you want to be free from that, because you have done everything up to now to create yourself experiencing it. So if you say, I want to be free from something, then you are binding yourself even more and more and more. This is the way the principle works. Every time you want to be free from something, you're binding yourself to it more and more and more. Every time you want to be free from something, you're binding yourself to it. Now, perhaps the message is coming through. If you want freedom, your freedom to be. I am going to climb the mountain this afternoon. I am free to climb the mountain this afternoon. I want to climb the mountain. I choose to climb the mountain. I'm free to do it. Now, I don't want to climb the mountain this afternoon. I'm free not to or to do it, but the thing is, everybody wants me to go up with them because they want me to show them where the box is that I left up there. They want me to show them where it is and what's going on. So I'm not really free. I have to go with them to do that, although I don't want to climb the mountain. I'm free to go or not to go, but if I don't go with them, they're going to have a very tough time finding that box. And so I'm not free to go, even though I'm free to go or not to go. You are free to be sick, which you are very happily, and you are free to be well, which you are very happily. Now, I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I have a perfect right to go around saying that. I have a perfect right to go around saying the truth about myself. And also, I am not whole and perfect. I'm not whole and perfect. I'm not whole and perfect. I've got this problem. I have a perfect right to go around saying that. Perfect freedom to do that. Now, what does freedom mean? Freedom means I have the opportunity to be something, not to do. Because when you say I have the freedom to do something, you are saying that freedom is a thing. Freedom is an object. Freedom is a choice. And what is your real freedom? Now, you say you have the freedom to die or to live. Well, you don't. You will live eternally. You have the freedom to be sick or poor. You don't. You only have the freedom to be anything at all. Now, if in your relative life you say sick, poor, happy, healthy, whatever, then you are putting labels on things. But those labels do not hide the real you. Now, who is the real you? As our friend was saying, the illusions are, life is an illusion that's constantly changing. And that's true. It's an illusion that's constantly changing. But under that illusion, what stands? Under that illusion, what is the strength and the power? Under that illusion is our reality. And what is our reality? Our archetypal self. You don't have the freedom to be your archetypal self. You are it. You have the freedom to pretend that you're not it and act that you're not it, but you cannot be your archetypal self because you are it. There is no freedom. There is no choice. You can live aware of your archetypal self and enjoy it, but you have no freedom not to be it. It's just like if I were to say, John, you have the freedom to change your name anytime you want. And you can change your name from John Charles Dainty to John F. Kennedy, if you wish. And when you become John F. Kennedy, you will no more be John F. Kennedy than you were John Brown. because you are always John Charles Dainty. No matter what you do, this is on the human level here, that is your reality. No matter what you do. Now, a lot of people, they say they can pretend that they're not responsible for things. They can pretend that they're not responsible for things that happen in their life. And is this true? Is this true? Every one of us is totally responsible for everything that happens because we put a cause in motion for it. Now, you put a cause in motion to be sick, to be unhappy, to be poor, because you say, I haven't got, because you say, I can't do it, and because you say, I need it and I want it. Now, if you can just change your whole attitude, here you are, the prince, the princess over here, see? That's your reality, as far as the human relationship goes. Over here, you're a pauper. You're a nothing. You live in the slums. But you really are a prince. And they've been wondering where you went. And then one day, somebody recognizes you from your princely features, or princessly features, and they say, you know, you look just like the king. You look just like the prince, you know. And you say, well, yeah, lots of people said that about me. Well, I'm nothing, you know. And then somebody told on him, said, hey, that guy looks just like the prince. I bet he's the missing prince. Well, that's too easy. The missing prince is surely dead by now, you know, all these years gone by. And then they go check the kid and find out that he is the prince. Now, he acted like a pauper. He acted like he had nothing. He acted like life had its problems and he was in the middle of it. And then, when he became aware that he was a prince, then he really had problems. He had problems because as a prince, he thought he had to rule other people's lives. He had to tell them what to do and where to go. And so, to make the shift from the pauper, where he had no responsibilities for anything, he just hand to mouth, made himself live day to day and was perfectly happy. Now he is the prince, going to be the king. And he's going to have the concerns of all these people on his heart. He's going to have the welfare of all of them, to feed them and house them and take care of them if a famine would come along or any disease come along. And those things do happen from time to time. Now, he's going to have all that. And then his fairy godmother comes along and says, hey, Princey baby, how you doing? I don't know. I think I was a better pauper than a prince, because as a pauper, I didn't have to worry about anything. Well, what makes you think you have to worry about something as a prince? Well, because that's what my dad says. That's what the kingly duties are. You got to take care of your people. You got to make sure they're all happy and hearty and healthy and wealthy, you know. Well, maybe your dad's wrong. Don't ever say my dad is wrong. He's the king. Yeah, but maybe you don't have to take care of all these people. Now, as long as your dad is the king, you don't have to take care of him, do you?
No.
We'll just see your dad living forever in a perfectly happy, hearty, healthy mind and body.
But he's 45 years old already. He's 50 years old, and, you know, soon he'll be dead.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. He could live a long, long life if you wanted that, if you see him perfectly healthy. But now, that's not really the answer to your question. Say, for instance, your dad says, I've got enough of this, I'm retiring, son, it's all yours. And you took over the mantle as king. What would you do?
Well, if I were king, says his fairy godmother, first thing I'd do is hold a party. I say, party time, party time. And everybody comes to the party.
And then I would have a party every single day for something, where everybody could come to the party and just have a good time.
Oh, run out of food and run.
No, no, no. Parties beget parties. If you have a party, everybody wants to come, and they bring potluck, and they bring their goodies, and every day you have a party, and people from other kingdoms will come and join us because we're a party kingdom, and they'll love that, and you'll have a good time. Well, how do I take care of the people? You don't take care of them. They take care of themselves. They've been doing it just fine. Your dad never did anything for them. He was just their king. He says, I'm here for you when you need me. Don't ask. You know, go about your business. You see, we have these responsibilities for the world. It's just like our young friend wanting to go and help out with the hijacking situation, so he knows something about it. And he's on medication, which keeps him from knowing things, you know. And that's all very, very cool. But don't try to live the life of somebody else. You have the freedom to be yourself, who you are, and you can't get away from it anyhow. The prince is going to be the prince. Now, he determines how he's going to be that prince. He determines that his dad's going to live a long time, and he's going to have party time every day. Or if his dad's going to retire, and then he's going to have party time every day. What difference does it make? You don't have to have big feast parties. You can have games. You can have all sorts of wonderful games. And people will come and bring the prize money to you to play in the games. And you keep 2/3 of it, and then you give the rest out as prizes. And you just make your money. Grow, 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 and do great things. And the prince says, oh my goodness sakes, I never thought I could do that. Look, if you're the king, you can do anything. Why can the king do anything? Because that's what the rule is for kings. Now, could you do anything if you weren't the king? Well, think of yourself when you were a pauper. You were living there in the slums. You did anything you wanted to. You came home when you wanted. You went out when you wanted. You stole food and ate it when you wanted. You never got caught because you never thought of getting caught. You just had a ball. And you had lots of friends, lots of activities. You were just always on the go, party time. Why should things change? Well, that's irresponsible. By whose standard? Who says it's irresponsible? It's irresponsible for the person who's not doing it. The person who's doing it is very responsible. They're having a ball. They're conducting the party. Now, we give an open house here. Who's in charge? The boss. Who's the boss? Nobody knew. It wasn't me. It wasn't Ellen. It wasn't any of you guys. It wasn't Stefan. Stefan didn't take charge. Ellen didn't take charge. She may have got the food and got these things ready, but she didn't take charge to make sure that everybody had a good time, that everybody sang along, and everybody did all these things, which brings about, togetherness. And that she has the people here, she should do a little preaching, you know, of gentle stuff. What we teach is that we believe in Jesus, and we believe in the teachings of Jesus. And we believe where he said, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And he said, you know, all these neat things. And then, hey, the word would get out. But no, we didn't do any of that. We didn't spread any of that word. We could have. We should have. But no, we took the responsibility. So now the people still think that we're a wonderful group, you know. And they can think that we're even more wonderful if we would get out and share with them. You see, you are who you are. We are who we are. We always will be. And if you feel like being yourself and having fun, do it. Now, would you say that Anita going over and picking up the horse and taking the horse for a walk in the afternoons is being herself and having fun? Pure. But you're kind of stupid, really. I got paid 10 cents a time each time I took my neighbor's dog out for a walk. I took their dog out for a walk every day, and the lady gave me 10 cents. That's more than anybody else in the block made. Yeah. And I had fun. His name was Red, a big Irish setter, beautiful Irish setter. We had fun. But you see, be yourself and have fun. Everybody said, oh, Herbie, you're working too hard. You're shoveling snow. You're raking the lawns. You're doing all these things too industriously. Industriously? I had money in my pockets. My pockets jingled. I could go down to the candy store and buy things and nobody else could. Now, I didn't do that because of that, but I could. I had the freedom. But the freedom was that I didn't need it and I didn't care. I just did what I wanted to do. And I had a lot of fun doing it. Now, do you want that kind of freedom? Are you that freedom to do anything you want to do? I say, yes, you are. And I say, the sooner you go for it, the better. Prince Ingeborg?
Yes.
Prince Sylvia? I mean, Princess Ingeborg. Princess Sylvia. I'm all messed up here. And Princess Anita? And Princess, Prince John? Oh my, Prince John. Doesn't that sound noble? And Prince Herb. So, here we are. We're a noble bunch. Have fun. Be free. And at supper, we will go on to I see freedom. And that will be fun. I love you.